Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aaron B'Yakov Shalom, Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevom Mistaf Samech Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph discusses, is the Ubar, the owner of the Avodim, is a fetus, an owner, can you give something to a fetus? So Gemara brings that Shmuel told Rav Chana Bagdusso, Puk Aisile Be'asara, go bring me 10 people, Ve'eimalach Be'apaya, I'll tell you in front of them, one can give a present, can give a kinyan to an ubor. I want to tell it to you in front of 10 people. What is the idea of the 10 people? Why does Shmuel want to say this statement in front of 10 people? And why specifically this memra or some similar memras we have that you want to say in front of 10? So the Chidah in his Sefer Pnei David in Parshas Vayechi brings in the name of the Sefer Binyan Ariel, that when one comes to say a big chiddush in halacha, you need to say it in front of 10 people. There's a requirement that anything which is going to be halacha shattering is going to come and change the perspective in halacha. You must say it in front of 10 in order to give it legitimacy. And the Binyan Ariel is basing himself on the Gemara Bar Basra Dafyud Beis Amud Beis. There the Gemara says, "Ein poischim bekalo." Kalo is when you give a drasha, pochad me'asara, less than 10 people. So you see from here, studying drasha, studying something new, you need to have 10. The Chidah argues with him very strongly. And the Chidah says, no, there the pshat, ein poischim bekalo, is talking about the shear, which is called the shear of the kalo that used to be given in front of many, many people. So in order to start that chash of a shir, you need to have 10 people, not because of a drasha that you say in front of 10, or a new chiddush and aloch if they say in front of 10. That shir specifically is to start with 10. Because if you look there in the Gemara, this word brings there a story, the Marbar of Ashi, he became Rosh Yeshiva, and they wanted to come and replace him. So in order to avoid that, he was waiting for 10 people to come, so he could give the shir of the kala, and once he became the Rosh Yeshiva, they'll not be able to replace him. So you see it specifically to the shear of the kala. That type of shear, you need 10. Doesn't mean that any chiddush halacha needs to be in front of 10 people. And the Chidah himself says that the reason why you want to have 10 is only in order to be mefarsim milsa, as Rashi brings over here. Meaning there was a specific need to come and advertise this halacha that was not known. But not that it's required to do that. So it comes out, the Chidah brings in the discussion, this idea of saying in front of 10 is a chiddush halacha requires 10, or that it just appears to me in this specific case. I found that there's a sefer called Avodas Aharon, which was printed about 100 years ago. And there, on the Gemara Bar Basra Daf Yud Beis, he goes and explains, and maybe another mahalach, why you need 10. And he says, based on a Midrash Rabbo in Shir HaShirim Perek Aleph, that the Midrash says, Kol mi shu oimer divrei Torah barabim, someone who learns, teaches Torah in public, Zoyche Shetishrei Ruach HaKodesh Olav. He got the special Siyata Dishmaya, the special Ruach HaKodesh. Umimi Atalomen, how do you see it, says the Medrash? Mishloima, Shloima HaMelech. Shal Yedei Shom Adivrei Torah Barabim, because he taught Torah Barabim, Zocho Sheshor Solov Ruach HaKodesh, Gar Ruach HaKodesh, Vom HaShloi Shesvarim, Mishlei Kohel Shir HaShirim. The reason Shloima HaMelech had the schus to write the Sforim, Mishlei Kohel Shir HaShirim, is because he taught Torah Barabim. And as we know, the Rabbim, the Stam Rabbim, Tzibur is 10 people. Yeah, there is some kind of Rabbim and less. But the idea of Ein Dovah Shebegdusha, that's only with 10. And here we're talking about bringing Ruach HaKodesh, bringing Gdusha. You need the Rabbim, which are 10. So he says that may be the reason that when you bring that Shir called the Shir Dekalo, you need to have at least 10 people to start, because you need to have the ability to bring Ruach HaKodesh. And we connect it the way the Binyan Ariel brings it over here. And this may be the pshat here as well. Maybe to say a new dvar halacha, you don't need to have 10. But the 10 is the great siyata tishmaya, to have Ruach HaKodesh, to be mechavan lehemis. And mimele, when comes a new dvar halacha, so Shmuel says, I want to say in front of 10, to have the Ruach HaKodesh, to be able to say this halacha the right way, this tremendous chiddush in halacha, because we need that Ruach HaKodesh, and he wants to have that Shvas Ruach HaKodesh, when you come and saying a big chiddush. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.